Control, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec.
Confirm, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Sierra Tango Quebec.
No, that is Echo Tango Quebec.
Roger, Echo Tango Quebec. Projection lift, number 6 following WHCOP.
Control, this is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim Tango India Mike, D2 Macomb County.
NAWRO, WBTQZ, Roger, touch on one.
This is Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu, next.
control station. Send a message in amateur radio public service coordinates. 7 p.m. Sunday, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on a near frequency of 3932 kHz. Or alternate frequencies are 5346 decimal 5 and 7232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This band is also available via DHF and UHF sites for theater, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on DHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcon and Michigan, including area and PSN Skyward. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. Section on the net, regular participants include section officials, NPS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu. My name is Mike. I hold the position of ECLX, Mexico Commons, as well as Max and MITMN managers. For the Freenet group, I have the following stations listed. Kilo Delta 8, the Romeo Hotel Bravo. Kilo 8, Julia Bravo Delta. Alpha Delta 8, Mike Baba. Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Baba. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. November 8, Romeo Lima. These stations need not check in again, but other stations further than, please call net control now. I hear none. Those are the top of the list for comments. KB8, RHD, and Brett will be followed by KHGB.
Good afternoon, Mike. This is KB8, RHD, Brett, District 5, we're coordinator. Story for us here is I'm sure you can relate there with the flooding, but we had this past week we had three tornadoes confirmed at two in Allegheny County. One went between Allegheny County and went into Berry County, and then there was an EF0 that touched down near Coldwater in Branch County. So we've been getting hit pretty well a month or so down here. Other than that, not too much been going on. We did a surf class this past weekend, and we'll finish that up this upcoming Saturday. People coming through. Also, we have a Cameron meeting this Tuesday here in Calhoun County. Looking forward to that, and hoping the next Monday I can do a District 5 emergency coordinator meeting. So, that's all I got, Mike. Have a great day. This is
KD8RHB. Hey, Brett. KD8RHB, WBGQZ with Michigan here. I think it's been a little bit of contact. We think we'll try. I don't know one way or the other, but it sounds like you're staying pretty busy down there. And got a lot to say at this way. Flooding. They just dropped the flooding warning, the flood warning from my NWF. There were a few World War shows that we were in a particular location. Again, so things are concerned. I really can't complain too much. Therefore, we won't.
WBATQZ. Hi, Mike. Thanks for running the net. Good to hear you. The name here is Jim. I'm the ECRO for Washtenaw County. big news here is we had an EF1 touchdown in Ann Arbor on Wednesday morning about 1:30. West of Ann Arbor did some damage to roads and a couple of buildings took a hit, skipped over, took off some roof panels of the Michigan Ice Stadium Utes. So they hit the Michigan University a little bit, bounced, and just sort of knocked down some trees and other stuff that had made its way west. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, but yeah, there was some busted trees and some other goodies down there. One interesting note, the city of Ann Arbor was contemplating shutting down their 22 emergency sirens. The city of Ann Arbor operates 22 independently of the county. The county are the ones that the local arts could go through and check every first of the month. And so they get... Now the site has probably got a good idea if they're going to maintain those sirens and get back to normal. Apparently a lot of people were slightly upset they were planning on doing that. Personally, I think it's a great move, but, you know, it's always their call. Other than that, currently working on with my AECs, getting some, finalizing some of the stuff for our local SVP here. We've decided now that we have a sufficient amount of hospital infrastructure in, we're going to really kick the tires of hospital EOCs between at least two of the hospital EOCs, the main Trinity Hospital and University of Michigan. And the EOC wants to run a simplex net from one of the hospital EOCs, most likely Trinity, and have people out and see if we can't do a simplex net on 2 meters and just, like I said, see how far we can go, what's going on, get an idea of the footprint of the new antenna, and, you know, just focus on hospital teams this time. So anyway, that's sort of the plans that are coming up through here. Like I said, good to hear you out there, and good afternoon to everybody on the net. Back to you, Mike. This is Kilo 8 to Juliet Bravo Delta.
Chris in Logama County, ECRO, and yeah, pretty wild week around here. We had close to 7 inches of rain, and fortunately no problems here at our homestead, but a lot of washed out roads and flooded places around the county. So finally the water is starting to recede, and hopefully things can get back to normal. I presented yesterday at the Region 3 Citizens Corps conference held in West Branch. I was asked to present a little bit on tactical net operations during deployment. So we had about 25 attendees from all around the state, and it was a good conference. A few other presenters as well. So been sort of busy around here, but this week I think we get a chance to get a little bit of a break. It looks like the weather's gonna improve as well. So Mike, thanks for doing the net, and I'll say 7-3 from WACOP.
Yeah, WACOP, Michigan, 7-3 Yeah, practice in net operations. Really, it's a lot more important than most people realize, particularly the folks that are formal and defined receivers do it when you really don't need it. They prove that overflow at that time under normal conditions, but when things get pretty sticky, it really does keep things moving. So, good deal that you did that, and I hope everybody got a lot out of it. Certainly as much as you put into it. And we're going to go down to KFHDGQ, it'll be followed by NA and WRO.
This is Kilo Fox, Scott 8, Mikko Tango, Quebec. I was in and out. Sorry if I didn't mention that earlier.
Okay. Thank you for that. And then we'll move on to NA and WRO. Get to be followed by
Well, thank you, Mike. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim. I'm one of the AECs in Macomb County. And yeah, skywarn season is definitely upon us. I did attend the MICON meeting on the 11th, and I enjoyed the information presented by Jackie from NWS, along with the information from Randy's team. I did my first MICON net as Macomb's Key Station on Tuesday night, went into early Wednesday. Luckily, nothing happened here in Macomb. Some mistakes were made by myself, but we'll make corrections for next time. Macomb is having a leadership meeting planning session for the upcoming set. We're doing that tomorrow night. The membership is really looking forward to May 2nd. Last Thursday, we had our in-person meeting, which included a very good hazmat refresher course by our new training manager, John, W8VOX. In-person Skywarn training is this Saturday for all of the members, and we currently have 34 active on our roster, and I do appreciate Unit 32, David, 88MP, and number 23, Darren, KF8ETQ, checking in today. That's about it for Macomb, so I will send it back to you, Mike. This is NAWRO.
NAWRO. Well, congratulations to you for taking the next control slot there. And even if you don't get it perfect, you're still doing way better than people that never even make the attempt. And it's up to you to think about good on you for doing it.
Echo Radio Lima, David in Saginaw County. And just a couple of comments.
Closed down and out.